USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr's summary of the Mueller report says the investigation didn't find any evidence that the Trump campaign conspired with Russia to influence the 2016 election. In the letter, Barr promises to release more. He says he acknowledges the significant public interest in the report, but it will take him more time because there's information that's confidential. The president could exert executive privilege over parts of it. President Trump had this.
It was just announced. There was no collusion with Russia. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Tony Jones here. You heard me talk about MyPillow's amazing pillows. All you have to do is sleep on one of them, and you'll know why they call the creator of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, a sleep genius. Everything he creates revolves around making sure that you get the best sleep of your life. That's why he created the new Giza Dreams bedsheets. He began by using the world's best cotton, called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable, the Giza Dreams sheet set includes two full 21-inch wide pillowcases that'll fit over any pillow, and deep pocket sheets that'll fit over any mattress. And the first night you sleep on these sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Put them on your bed, and when you crawl in after a long day, it feels like you're sleeping at a five-star hotel. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use the promo code USA. You'll get 30% off and free shipping. That's right, promo code USA for 30% off and free shipping. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
Gas prices are going up 16 cents over the past 2 weeks. Analyst Trilby Lundberg says the national average for a gallon of unleaded is $2.66.
San Francisco has the high average in the $3.48 for regular, and the low is the same in two different cities. Salt Lake City and Baton Rouge are both at $2.29.
She says the most expensive gas in the country is found in the San Francisco Bay Area. We now know the identities of America's latest fallen soldiers. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes reporting from Washington.
The Pentagon's released the names of the two soldiers killed on Friday in Afghanistan. Military officials say 29-year-old Specialist Joseph Collette of Lancaster, Ohio, and 33-year-old Will Lindsay of Cortez, Colorado, died in Kunduz province. Military officials releasing few details except to say the two died in combat.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The combination of lower mortgage rates, more inventory, rising income, and higher consumer confidence has created a surge in home sales last month of 11.8%. With more, here's John Clemens.
The report from the National Association of Realtors included single-family homes, townhouses, condominiums, and co-ops to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $5.51 million last month. The median existing home price for all housing types was up 3.6% last month to $249,500. Officials at the National Association of Realtors said home buyers are returning to the market this spring, a prime time to purchase new homes. I'm John Clemens.
More protests in Pittsburgh over the acquittal of a cop who shot an unarmed black teenager. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
No justice! No peace!
Rallies got underway for a second straight day in Pittsburgh following the acquittal of former police officer Michael Rosfeld. Protesters sang during a Saturday afternoon solidarity service for Antoine Rose. Rose's father says it's very painful to see what happened, to sit there and deal with it. He spoke to the hundreds who gathered to protest the jury's acquittal of Rosfeld. The officer had been charged with homicide in last summer's shooting. Protesters chanted, "Protect our sons," before marching toward downtown Pittsburgh. The presidents of two Pittsburgh-based charities issued a statement Saturday saying they share a sense of shock and outrage at the acquittal.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.